Good morning, brother. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. What's up, bro? How you doing? Neck hurts. All right, so today I'm gonna talk about being born again, what that looks like, how important it is. Hold on, I got someone next to me. He might come over here. Hold on a second. What?
Church yesterday. What was it about?
It was good, bro.
You sent me a scripture about the end times?
Yeah, Daniel? Or the book of Daniel? Yeah, it was good, bro. It was really good. I went to the 10:30 service and then went to the 6 o'clock service.
Oh, how was that?
Awesome, man. Because there's a different pastor at 6 o'clock. Chad preaches, and he's in 2 Samuel. He's in a different book, and he's different teaching. It was good, bro. Blessing.
That's good.
But they're having service tonight for, I think, prison ministry.
Should I invite JB?
I've been inviting that guy.
He won't go.
But I have school. They're actually going to have school today at the church. Instead of Zoom, so I'm gonna be down there around 6:30. Yeah. But they have prison ministry, you should try to go.
Well, I've never been to prison.
Me either. It's not about that, it's about wanting to go and to prisons and minister to people, preach the gospel.
Okay.
But it's something, you know.
I'll see you inside.
All right, dude. Anyways, are you there? Okay. So, talk about being born again. I felt in my heart to want to preach on this. What does born again mean? People can go through life doing all these amazing things, but their heart is far from God because they're not born again. So, what does born again mean? It says, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. The Bible says we've got to be born again. Why? Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. We need a spiritual birth. Right? Okay, so Paul wrote, "These things we also speak, not in words, but in man's wisdom reaches. Wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches." Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, not nor can he know them. Sorry. The natural man knows nothing about its glories and beauties, defy script description. You'll never know God until you enter into that spiritual dimension. I could describe it for you all day, but you'll never know until you experience it yourself. That's why the psalmist wrote, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." Psalms 34:8. You can only know that the Lord is good when you are born again by believing in Jesus Christ. Maybe today you'd like to enter into a new dimension of life, a spiritual dimension where you can really begin to know God and know the power of God and the closeness of God and the touch of God in your life. I would encourage you, surrender your life to Jesus Christ and be born again into the spiritual dimension where God becomes real to you. All right. So, first scripture, Ezekiel 11. Give me a second here. I'm using my new Bible app, so it's a little. Give me a second. Ezekiel 11, 19 through 20, about God's perspective of being born again. It says, "And I will give to them one heart, and a new spirit I will give in their inner parts. And I will remove their heart of stone from their body, and I will give them a heart of flesh, so that they may walk in my statutes, and they will keep my regulations, and they will do them, and they will be to me a people, and I myself will be to them a God." Amen. So, in this context here, God is saying that God's the one that gives us one heart and one spirit. Right? In our inner parts. So he's talking about the actual physical heart. And he says here, "I will remove the heart of stone." So what does that mean, a heart of stone? The heart of stone means before you knew Christ, before God changed your heart, you didn't have no correction of doing right and wrong. It didn't bother your heart. It didn't bother you. But now that when Christ gives you a new heart, it does bother you. In a way that you don't want to hurt your relationship with Christ, right? So it's important that to know that your new heart is given to you by God. Verse 20 says, "So that they may walk in my statutes." So statutes is like agreement. Walk in God's like commands. So the only reason you want to walk in God's commands is because God gave you a new heart, right? And one spirit. It's given to by God so you can walk in the statutes and keep his regulations. What's his regulations? Not lying, not stealing, not committing adultery, not disobeying your mother and father. and they will do them, and they will be to me a people, and I myself will be to them as God. Uh, 21 says, but to the heart of their abomination and the detestable things their heart is going, I will bring their way on their head, declares the Lord Yahweh. All right, so that's God's perspective. Ezekiel 36:26. If I can find it. Ezekiel 36:26 says, and I give a new heart to you, a new spirit I give to you into your inner parts, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give to you a heart of flesh. And again it says, and I will give my spirit into your inner parts, and I will make it so that you will go in my rules and my regulations. You will remember and you will do. So God's the one that changes our heart. God's the one that gives us the desire to follow him and obey him. God alone, not you. Amen. I hope you hear me. Adam, are you still there? All right. So being born again. So we see here that God's showing us his perspective. Is he's the one that gives us a new heart, gives us one spirit. And in that spirit and in that new heart, it makes us do the will of God and obey his rules and regulations. Right? John 6, God's perspective. John 6, 28 to 29. So they said to him, what shall we do that we can accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom that one sent. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom that one sent. So clearly right here, John, I love this. So John 6, 28 and 29 is clearly showing that the only reason you can believe in God is because God is the one that allows you to believe. I'm going to read it again, okay? Listen. John 6, 28, it says, So they said to him, what shall we do that we can accomplish the works of God? Right? 29 says, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one whom that one sent. You see it? Jesus is clearly telling you the work of God is this, that you believe in the one whom that one sent. So if you believe in Christ, died on the cross and rose again on the third day, it's because God allows you to believe. That's a blessing. That's everything. The only reason you believe is because the works of God allows you to believe. Praise God for that. Oh, give me a second. Danielle, are you still there or did you get kicked out? Okay. You in the shower, Adam? Oh, I'm sending invites to people right now. Give me a second. 37 already? All right. All right, guys. Sorry about that. What's in the invites? All right, so we're talking about being born again, okay? What does it mean? What does it look like? So we read in Ezekiel and in John. Let me see. Ezekiel 11:21 says, but to the heart of their abomination. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Ezekiel 11:19-20 says, and I give to them one heart and a new spirit I will give in their inner parts, and I will remove their heart of stone from their body, and I will give to them a heart of flesh, so that they may walk in my statutes, and they will keep my regulations, and they will do to them, and they will do them. And they will be to me a people, and I myself will be to them a God. So if someone's not walking and obeying God's commandments and diligently trying to seek to obey God, they're not born again. They don't have a new heart of flesh. They don't have the one spirit of God living in them. So that's the difference between born again and someone that's just going through the steps of living the Christian life but doesn't have a relationship with Christ. It's an active regeneration through Christ. God's the one that gives you the desire to know Him. God's the one that changes your heart. And you'll see it. You'll see it. All right, back to John 6:28. So they said to him, what shall we do that we can accomplish the works of God? This should be everyone's question in life as a Christian. What can I do, Lord, to make my Christian life bless you, Lord? To accomplish the works of God. Like asking God, how do I accomplish good works for you, Father? You know? And this is what Jesus says. He says, this is the work of God, that you believe. So that means have faith in the one whom that one sent. So believe in the Father and believe in the Son. Believing. That's how you do the works of God. Believing and sharing your belief, right? All right. That's God's perspective. Let's get into Acts 4. Let's get another one. Acts 4. 10. It says, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man stands before you healthy. So it's showing here, because of Christ, that God raised from the dead, man can live, right? It's a witness. So this is Peter and John on trial before the Sanhedrin. So this is Peter, I think Peter's talking here, confessing Jesus Christ crucified is the God that raised from the dead. And in verse 12 of the same Scripture says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that is given among people by which you must be saved. No other name. Only Christ crucified on the cross. Only God, Yahweh, Yeshua. There is salvation in no one else. So not in Mary, not in Peter, not in Paul. Okay. Salvation in no one else. Right? So, you want to be saved? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? Here. All right, God's promise, being born again. What does that mean? Let's look at God's promise. God's promise, Romans 8. Hold on, my eyes are itching. Oh. God's promise on being born again, Romans 8. 2-4 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. I'm going to say that again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. For what was impossible for the law in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and concerning sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So through the law, it showed sin. And through the law, God died and showed his mercy upon sin because of our flesh, right? Verse 4. In order that the requirements of the law would be fulfilled in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Right? We don't live according to the flesh. We fight that every day. We want to live according to the Spirit of God. Verse 5. For those who are living according to the flesh are intent on doing things of the flesh. Right? Do you hear that? Those that are living according to the flesh are intent on things of the flesh. That means their desire to do the things of the flesh. But those who are living according to the Spirit are intent on doing things of the Spirit. So if your intent is to do things according to the flesh, that shows you your heart. That shows you what your desires are. But if your heart is desiring to do the things of the Spirit, which is glorify God, love neighbor, then that is the attention of your heart. Now, you either have a heart of stone, which is a heart of flesh. I'm sorry, a heart of stone, which is doing the things of the flesh. Or a heart of the Spirit, doing the things of the Spirit to glorify God. So I got distracted. But that's what it's about, right? Let's see. Make a change. How do you make a change in this? How do you make a change in being born again in your life? Again, Ezekiel 18. Ezekiel 18:31-32 reads, throw away from yourself all of your transgressions that you've committed, and make for yourself a new heart, a new spirit. And so why will you die, house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of the dying, declares the Lord Yahweh. And so repent and live. So that's how you make a change. To repent and live. That is the key. Philangio needs to repent. Living a life of sin. God knows your desires. Love you, brother. The reason why I'm saying that, because he just walked by me and he signed in. The Lord's doing a work in his life. He doesn't even know it. Or maybe he does know it. God is so good. He's so efficient, man. So, how do you become born again? How do you make a change in that? The Bible is very clear. Repent and live a life to glorify God. Seek his face. Instead of seeking fleshly things like doing things contrary to God's word, start seeking things to glorify God and know more about him so you can know what true love is. See, we think love is a fleshful act. We think love is a sexual act or a compassion upon someone. True love comes from Christ. True love is laying down one's life for the brother, no matter what. True love is loving the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. That's true love. That's the heart of flesh that God is going to give you when you repent and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord. So let's jump into Matthew 18 real quick. Another scripture on how to make a change, to be born again. This is always a question in the Bible by a very wise man, Nicodemus. Didn't understand what it meant to be born again. Matthew 18, verse 3, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn around and become like young children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So come to God like you don't know nothing, because you don't know nothing, just like I don't know nothing. That's how you enter the kingdom of heaven. Coming to God humbly and mercifully. Asking for his grace and mercy upon your life. Verse 4 in Matthew 18 says this. "Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, this person is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Verse 5. "And whoever welcomes one child such as this in my name welcomes me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him that a large millstone be hung on his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." So that's why you live a life not to stumble your brother or sister in Christ. Because the Bible clearly says, if you want to stumble one of them, it's better for you to hang a millstone on your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea. Then do so, right? All right, John 3. Let's get another one. Make a change. How to become born again. John 3, 3 through 7 says this. "Jesus answered and said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he is not able to see the kingdom of God." There we go. Nicodemus, verse 4. "Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? When he is an old man, he is not able to enter into his mother's womb for the second time and be born again. Can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly I say to you, unless someone is born of water and spirit, he is not able to enter the kingdom of God." And here it is, verse 6 of John 3. "What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished at what I say to you. It is necessary for you to be born from above." Verse 8, "The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the spirit." You don't know where it's coming, you don't know where it's going, but it's just there, right? Verse 9, I'm going to just keep reading because it's pretty good. Verse 9 says this, "Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you a teacher of Israel and you do not understand these things? Verse 11, truly, truly, I say to you, we speak what we know and we testify about what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I tell you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" Oh, powerful. Verse 13, "And no one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, thus it is necessary that the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. You want to be born again? It's believing. Believing who you are. You're a wretched sinner saved by grace in Jesus Christ. Apart from Christ, you're nothing. Apart from Christ, you're dead in your sins and trespasses, and you're going to hell. It's very simple. The Bible is very self-explanatory about that. We're like, how can a loving God put someone to hell? Because you're a sinner. You lie. You steal. You commit adultery. You blaspheme the Lord's name in vain. These things you fall short of being a just and noble God. Well, we all fall short of all these. Only Christ fulfills them. All right, biblical examples. Okay, John 1, guys. Biblical examples. John 1, 12 to 13. John 1, 12 to 13 says this. Biblical example on being born again. And it reads, but as many as received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave to them authority to become children of God. See, God gives authority to believe. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of or the will of a husband, but of God. You were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the husband, but of God. So it takes you receiving this. This is what it takes, guys, to believe and be born again, is receiving it and believing it. You hear it, you receive it, you believe it. That's how you become born again. When you become born again, God regenerates your heart. Takes a heart of flesh, takes a heart of stone, and gives you a heart of flesh, so you have feelings and convictions and doing wrong and not wanting to do those wrongs because it hinders God. That's what it means to be born again. True repentance comes in sensitivity in Christ Jesus. Is obeying God's law, obeying, not disobeying him, obeying him. What's obeying him looking at? Loving God and loving neighbor. That's what it means to obey him. Loving God and loving neighbor. Love, guys. All right, I'm going to pray you guys out. Thanks for coming back. It's been a while. Took a little break. If you guys are new here, this podcast is, I get into God's infallible word of truth, the inerrant word of God, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, cuts between soul and spirit. That's what it's about on here. It's not about me. It's not about being popular. It's about getting the word of God to go forth and minister and change lives. I believe God's word will do the work. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord. I thank you for your most gracious day, Lord. I thank you for the people that came in here today, Lord, and they heard your word. I pray, Father, that I got out of the way and your word went forth and ministered to the hearts and minds of what it means to be born again, Lord. Your word clearly tells us to receive it and believe it. Help us to do so, Lord. Help us to look, see what that looks like in our everyday life, Father. Help us to perceive the forgiveness of sins and believe that no matter what happens in our life, Lord, you're in control and you have our best interests at hand. All we have to do is believe and trust in you and love people around us and glorify you in our actions, in our decrees and how we look at life, Father. I thank you and we praise you, Father God. I pray you just give us one more day to glorify you, to be the salt and light of our workplace, wherever we're at, Lord. Help us to be Christ-centered, not fleshly-centered. I thank you for the discernment of knowing both. I thank you for the discernment of your word to be born again, Father, of spirit and of truth and of water, the Holy Spirit, that you'll never thirst again. You said, Father, that you'll never leave us and never forsake us. I believe that, Lord, and I've witnessed it every day of my life. And I thank you and I praise you for that, Father. I pray you go forth to everyone in this room right now, Lord, minister to their hearts and minds. Give them the desire to want to trust you with all their heart and receive you to be born again and come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ as Lord, so they can live a life with purpose and meaning that they were created to do so, Lord. I thank you and I praise you. We ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, guys. God bless you. It's 3:57. I got to clock in. All right. Remember, sola Dei Gloria. It's all about all glory to God, okay? God bless you.